Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Duluth Dylan Fest, a week-long celebration of the music of Bob Dylan, kicks off this weekend, May 22nd, running all through the week with too many events to list. You can find information at KUMD.org. It includes a CD release party, an art show at the Red Mug Coffee House, a Bob Dylan singer-songwriter contest, and so much from film to print. One exhibit is running all month long, from May 4th to the 30th. Karpala's Manuscript Library Museum is right here in Duluth and hosting the exhibit as part of the Duluth Dylan Festival, Einstein Disguised as Robin Hood, Bob Dylan, an exhibition. Well, John Bushy, host of KUMD's Highway 61 Revisited, is a part of bringing this exhibit to fruition and talks about the exhibit and his friend and Dylan superfan, Bill Pagel. He starts here with how this exhibit came to be.
Well, when we approached Karpala's Museum this year, Karpala's Manuscript Library Museum in Duluth, owned by David Karpala, who was a graduate of Denfeld High School in Duluth. And he has one of his 13 museums around the country. One of them is in Duluth. He was kind enough to allow us to hold a concert there during, which is a beautiful sound, you know, a beautiful church that the museum is in. And while we were there talking about the concert, they said, well, could we have an exhibit? All the choices were made by Bill from his collections.
Who is Bill Pagel?
Well, Bill Pagel is by trade a pharmacist. He lives and works in Hibbing, Minnesota. He has spent many, many, many years in Madison, Wisconsin. And back when he was in college going to pharmacy school in Madison, he was one of the very few that bought Bob Dylan's first album. And ever since then, Bill has got that collector bug, and he's been collecting memorabilia. Since it's a manuscript museum, and they normally display manuscripts, Bill stuck with that theme, and he pulled out a lot of early, I mean, by early 62, 63. We have songs up to 64, Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again, Desolation Row. We have handwritten lyrics of Bob when he wrote the song. You know, Let Me Die in My Footsteps. There was a library book that he signed his name under the checkout thing, but it was actually owned by some people that he stayed with out there, the McKinseys. They had this book, and Bob wrote the first three verses to Ballad of Donald White in the book. And all these documents Bill has accumulated over the years and are displayed in the exhibit. And, you know, obviously that material is very scarce. My whole role in this is I'm friends with Bill. I'm a good friend of Bill's. And, by the way, Bill Pagel is best known around the whole world by Dylan fans because he's the guy that runs the website, BobLinks.com, where everybody goes to find out all the touring information on Bob Dylan, that's find out where he plays, what dates he plays where. My role in the whole exhibit was I wrote up all the information. And again, this being part of our Duluth Dylan Fest to celebrate Dylan turning 75, it didn't make sense to run it for that one-week festival. And so we stuck it in for the entire month, and now they're talking about even extending it. There are 26 display cases filled with more of the photographs. And, for instance, there was a famous photograph book by Daniel Kramer published by Citadel Press in 1967, photographs of Dylan from 64 and 65. Some girl asked Bob to sign the book. He said, let me take it home. I'll give it back tomorrow. And he brought it home, and he wrote on every page. And Bill has, you know, seven or eight pages on display that are from that book.
You can hear more about the exhibit from John Bushy and Bill Pagel at the Gallery Talk, May 28th at 2:30 p.m. The Karpala's Manuscript Library Museum is located at 902 East 1st Street in Duluth, and in collaboration with the Duluth Dylan Fest, they are hosting this month-long exhibit. The museum is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. Also, during the festival, Cowboy Angel Blue will be playing your favorite Bob Dylan songs. That's from 8 to 10:30 p.m. on May 25th. That's Wednesday. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.